trust.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We have been talking for a little while now about the genetically modified food phenomenon. It was actually a subtopic of or a related topic that came up after we were discussing a raid on a food co-op out in Ohio. And we might actually get back to that, but the food genetically modified food discussion has blown up. Phone calls were coming in. We still have Tony hanging on. We're going to get right to him. Tony in California, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby. Hello, Tony in California. Going once.
Hello.
Hey, Tony. You're on the air.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Yeah. Hey, I want to share a little bit about what I know about genetically modified foods. And, yeah, I do think it's good to look at the, original root topic, which is, freedom of where to buy your food. And that is, I think I might even actually cover that a little bit. Now, I've heard Jeffrey Smith interviewed probably half a dozen, maybe even a dozen times on a couple other shows on the network. Okay, so I'll share a little bit. First, I'll go over a little bit about the things I've heard about BT cotton. Okay, now Melinda talked about
BT
farmers
cotton?
Committing. Hello?
BT cotton? What
yeah,
does that
BT
stand
cotton
for?
Is the Monsanto cotton. Okay.
What's the
now,
BT
what's happened
stand
over
for?
There is Monsanto hasn't forced the farmers. I didn't know about this. About sending women around to the villages to talk, selling genetically modified cotton. But
well,
just
because one caller says something doesn't make it true. But
well,
I mean,
yeah, that's,
is,
absolutely, you're right. Yeah, but
so you're talking about the pest resistant cotton?
Yeah, I apparently it has pesticide in it. So that's one of the things that happens is you get. Jeffrey Smith was talking about this, this itching that starts occurring, from the cotton. But basically the, Monsanto has, told these farmers over in India, here, buy this stuff and it's on a buy now, pay later kind of thing. But, you can only buy the, you have to use their pesticide and you can only use their seed. And then when the crops don't turn out, they have them, promised of producing more crop, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers are that 125,000 farmers have committed suicide over that because when
that's
their crops.
That's a pretty big number. Where's that coming from?
I read it in an Indian newspaper. I think it was telegraph.co.uk and then also.
125,000 farmers in
125,000 farmers. What they do is they drink.
Only in India?
Only in India. Yeah.
Okay, what do they do now?
125,000 farmers have committed suicide over this genetically modified BT cotton when their crops don't turn out. In other words, when they're, farmers, that's a hard life because when their crops don't turn out, then, they don't have any money.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're telling me that the cotton is hurting people? You're telling me that when they put on a T-shirt made with the genetically modified cotton, it makes you itch?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So
hold on a second. Where are these shirts being sold? Are they being sold in America?
Well, go look at the label. Do you look at the labels when you go shopping?
No, not really.
I do.
If it tastes good, I eat it. And if
no,
it feels
no, no,
good,
I'm talking
I'll wear
about
it.
Shirts.
If it feels good, I'll wear it. You got to be kidding me, man. I mean, people, if they're itching, if their clothes are itching, they're going to return them. So why would anybody buy this stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's because it sounds like nonsense to me. I mean, where are you getting your information from? Some guy named Jeffrey Smith? Who is he?
That's
what's
right.
his qualification?
Well, he's written two books on it.
Whoa,
at least.
He can write books. All right, what else has he got?
Talk about genetically modified corn, where there's been several studies, including an Austrian government study that was a long-term study where the mice the corn grows its own pesticide in the stomach. And then the pesticide is found to linger in the stomach even after you stop eating the corn. Do you like that?
I'm sorry. I have to admit I was not paying attention to you. I was looking up the farmer's suicide story. What was that? Go ahead one more time.
Okay, so you found that. Okay. Yep. So now the GM corn has something to do with it also grows its own pesticide and then remains in your intestinal tract. Of course, this is one of the myths that the Monsanto people, they put out. They say, well, these pesticides will die in your intestinal tract, and we'll actually, blind test studies have found that the pesticides don't die and they actually remain in your intestinal tract long after you stop eating the genetically modified corn. Also, mice have been found to become sterile even when they're around the husks of the genetically modified corn.
So so are you saying that people are dying because of the pesticides, or just that they stay in your intestinal tract?
Well, I mean, these are the studies that they're doing on mice, Ian, so...
Yeah.
You know, I can't really tell you. Now, there's one other thing.
Now, there's the fact that people are living longer than ever, right? I mean, you can point that out, right?
Who's living longer than ever?
What's that?
Who's living longer than
ever? People are living longer than ever today than they did in the past?
I haven't looked up. I don't know where you're getting that data from.
You don't believe that's good? You don't believe that's
good? Well, I don't know.
People used to die in their
30s. I've heard actually that they're living less, but I haven't looked into it. I'll look into it and get back to you.
People used to die in their 30s. 30 used to be old. 35 used to be old age. Now we can make it to 80, 90, 100, over 100 years old. It seems to me that, if anything, the health of mankind is on an upswing, not on some sort of terrible, calamitous downswing as a result of eating bad corn. I mean, I can understand where you're coming from, all these scary stories and everything, but look, man, I'd rather have food than no food at all. And there are people out there in the world that are starving to death. Do you think that they should starve, or should they have food that might leave a little pest?
Well, we were going over that today because I'm a member of a networking group, and there's a guy that I found out is homeless, and so a woman brought in some food, and we were going over the labels and stuff, But that is a good question. Do you want me to go over the South Africa conference on genetically modified food?
It sounds gripping.
I don't have the exact source, but I heard Jeffrey Smith talking about it. And there was Monsanto was down there, promoting their genetically modified foods. And then the camera went off, but apparently the mic was still on. And the representative from Monsanto, I could be wrong. I don't know if it was Monsanto, but I believe it was, said, "You just wait. We're going to contaminate this whole country, so nobody else will be able to grow anything but genetically modified foods." And you can look up stories where companies, where Monsanto goes around and finds these crops. You know, what they do is they go onto people's property and they take the soil samples and they find out that it's, their patented corn, so they sue.
Yeah,
I think that there are some liberty issues mixed in here, Ian. I think you ought to look into this stuff. I don't know.
I already said that I agree with the legal portions of this. The idea that somebody could patent DNA, I find outrageous. I find patents in general to be a bad idea. So I'm
with you
on that part. But the whole idea that, there's something, that we need to be real. I'm sure they're testing these foods and they're testing the cotton, and it seems like this is really a lot of conspiracy theory stuff.
Okay, well, now look at it this
me.
Way, though.
It really does.
Now, don't you think that that I should have the liberty to eat the kind of foods that I want?
You do. You can go and eat whatever foods you want.
So now, if you were to find out that these claims about Monsanto corn and cotton and everything else spreading around the world, so that I wouldn't have the freedom, don't you think that would shine a little bit of a different light?
Nobody's stopping you from being able to eat the food that you want to eat, man. Go ahead and plant the food you want to plant.
Well, but you see, I mean, even
as long
here
as you're not
local,
right next to a Monsanto farm, you should be okay, right?
Well, but you see, even here locally, I was talking to one of the local farmers, and they produce all the sage in the country that people can have in their turkeys, and the local market wouldn't buy the sage from them because they said, "Oh, it's not organic," even though they knew they were growing organic. But actually what was happening was it was spraying over pesticides from the pumpkin farm. So you want to look into the Natural Solutions Foundation. They're down there in Panama creating it's called a lifeboat community, and they're teaching people how to farm to avoid that kind of stuff.
There you go. And, you know, if you're really worried about this, you could always farm indoors if you wanted
yes,
to.
Yes, exactly. That's one of the things they're teaching.
There you go.
Great call,
thanks
Ian.
For the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, I did a little digging on the Terminator seeds. We'll talk more about that here in moments. Is that as scary as they make it sound? We'll talk about that and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they've listened to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And funknobs.com is an online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and poles catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Funknobs.com is the creation of parent company internobs.com, online since 2004. Use the code FTL to save 10% at funknobs.com. Before we continue with the phone calls here, I'd like to address just a couple of the things that have come up. Obviously, it's Free Talk Live. Anybody can call about anything, which means you can call and make whatever claims you want to. And since Toby and I are just talk show hosts, we're certainly not experts at much of anything. We really don't know if what you're saying is true. So we do our best to, in a case like this controversial issue that we're discussing tonight of genetically modified foods, we're using our pal, the internet, to help us possibly respond to some of the things that have been claimed and things that have been said. Well, the last caller, Tony in California, had a lot to say about the genetically modified foods and cotton and things like that. And he mentioned this Jeffrey Smith character. And I got an email from somebody named Frank who says who mentions three books also by Jeffrey Smith. He says, read these, then comment on it when you're more knowledgeable. You guys are pathetic. So
people get passionate about this. I mean, it's a hot button issue for some people, and emotions start to get going, and it's tough to counter some of the claims, because, I mean, how are we supposed to know what's real and what's not real? I mean, a lot of these people who are calling in are getting their information from the internet, too, and there's information that goes all different ways on the internet, and you don't really know what's reliable and what's not all the time.
So let's give a little bit of counter information here to what Tony said a few moments ago. One of the things he claims was that the genetically modified cotton has pesticide in it, and therefore it causes itching, which is the most ludicrous claim I've ever heard, because why would somebody want to purchase a t-shirt that made you itch? I mean, wool is bad enough. Cotton is not supposed to itch. Cotton is supposed to be smooth and soft and cool.
And I found my recent t-shirt purchases, they're getting softer, not itchier. And I wouldn't be buying them if they were itchier. I'd go with the softer kind.
That one seemed pretty absurd right on its face. But then he made the claim that, according to this, you know, Jeffrey Smith or whoever, that Indian farmers, actually according to Jeffrey Smith, and he cited a UK, a relatively reliable UK news source.
Mainstream newspaper.
Yeah, it was a mainstream source. And so I went, and he said that Indian farmers were killing themselves. Like over 125,000 farmers have killed themselves, allegedly because their GM crops failed. They were sold this, you know, some salesman came by and said, oh, you need to buy these seeds. They're going to help you. They're going to be better seeds. And then they plant the seeds, and the crops fail, and they're out of money. So they killed themselves.
It's an alarming number of people.
Well, you gave me some details on that, Toby. Did you say it was over 10 years?
Yeah, it's between 1997 and 2007. So it's a large span of time we're talking about here. And
there are a lot of people in India.
Yeah, there's over a billion people in India. And so, yeah, it's higher suicide rates. I think some of the sources I was getting is the suicide rates are roughly 2 to 4 times higher of that of people in the United States.
Of the U.S., but then again, their living situation in India is probably
different.
More than 2 times worse than what we have here in America. And on top of all that, I mean, even those numbers right there don't make it seem as bad, but still 125,000 people killing themselves, you have to say, well, maybe there's something to it. Maybe there's something to the claims that this is because of the genetically modified foods. Well, doing more internet searching results in a different UK news source, this time The Guardian, saying that suicides among Indian farmers have not increased as a result of the introduction of GM crops, according to a large scientific study. The finding runs counter to arguments often cited by, I guess NGO stands for non-governmental organization, in the country, such as Gene Campaign that opposed GM crops. They say that the supposed hike in suicides, a tragic social consequence of farmers being forced into debt as a result of growing the crops. Now, I don't know if that's even the right terminology. I mean, if what they're saying is true, and that is that the farmers are being sold this new product, some salesmen, he claimed it was their wives, that they were recruiting their wives to sell to the farmers, but whatever. Let's say some persuasive salesman comes by and says, Toby, We're going to double your yield here. Just buy our seeds, and you're going to double your yield of cotton. These are the best seeds on the marketplace. They might be a little more expensive, but it's going to double your yield. And you go and you plant those seeds, and it doesn't work out. If you didn't get a guarantee on the seeds, then you're just a sucker. And you weren't forced to buy the seeds. You weren't forced to plant those seeds. You made the choice as a business person to take a risk and invest in something that for you was unproven. And if it turned out that it didn't work for you, then that's just you losing money on a business investment. It's not you being forced to use genetically modified seeds or being forced into poverty or something like that. It's just you blew it.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, buyer beware. And
yeah,
I mean, I've got a feel for these people too, because I'm sure that there is I don't know what sales tactics were used and how honest the salesmen were. I mean, it's tough to say, but I mean, buyer beware. You've got to look out for your own and invest wisely.
Right. And a lot of these objections that we've been listening to about genetically modified food seems to be more around the legal and business end, like, oh, Monsanto's a bad company, and they're working with the government, and they're patenting the DNA, and they're enforcing their patents. And patents, I disagree with completely, so I'm there with you on that part. But a lot of it seems to have to do with business. Oh, their salesmen are pushy, or whatever. But if genetically modified crops were bad, if they were generally bad and they didn't grow, then nobody would be using them.
No, they grow nobody, very nicely.
Right. So, I mean, it's just like everything, most of what these people are saying just run counter to reality. And so back to the story here about the suicides, it was Prince Charles that first brought this out in some sort of video lecture saying that a truly appalling and tragic rate of small farmer suicides in India stemming in part from the failure of many GM crop varieties. But the new analysis suggests that, if anything, suicides among farmers have been decreasing since the introduction of genetically modified cotton by Monsanto in 2002. According to the International Food Policy Research Institute, the people that did the report, they said it's not only inaccurate, but simply wrong to blame the use of BT cotton as the primary cause of farmer suicides in India. It also found that the adoption of pest-resistant BT cotton varieties had led to massive increases in yield and a 40% decrease in pesticide use.
You know, Ian, I think that if a lot of the people who don't like genetically modified food, they're just so passionate about it that they can't hear anything good about genetically modified food. It's all got to be bad or they're not going to be listening to you. And I think that that kind of stalls them in their place, because when they talk to people, a lot of people just shut down from it. They're not listening to their arguments because clearly they're just throwing out numbers out there because they want you to listen to them and come on their side. Genetically modified food is bad. I mean, yes, there are aspects of it that we should be working to change, the legal aspects.
Right.
But those people aren't concentrating on that. They're concentrating on all this other stuff, which makes people like me, when I listen to them, just kind of, okay, yeah, whatever.
Well, and what about the other factor here? Like, if these people could have their way, there would be no more genetically modified foods, right? So, is their ideal situation to persuade everybody to stop using these wonderful seeds, or to force them to stop? What are they planning? It's Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. Get involved with over 400,000 posts, thousands of users, lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That again, bbs.freetalklive.com. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Frank. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I just thought to talk about the organic food. I want to let you know I didn't send you any email, so that, you know,
oh,
that so,
yeah, I didn't say it was you, Frank. It was just a Frank. That
yeah, listen,
email.
What I wanted to say is this, that probably what happened with many of the farmers in India is that they had to go into debt to buy their seeds. And when the crops didn't turn out as promised, they could not pay off the debt, therefore they committed suicide. The IMF and the World Bank have researched studies on this, and it's really tragic in India. What's happening is big multinational corporations are going in and setting up big agri combines and farms, kind of like what we have in the United States, whereby the family farmer is just sort of something from the mythic past. Really, it's all corporate. But I wanted to say this, that, you know, Prince Charles at Highgrove, his little estate where he has his organic farm and, you know, grows his own veggies and things and raises his own free-range livestock. You know, he's really into organic food, as is David Rockefeller, who has on the Pocatello Hills Estate in New York the Stone Barn Farms and the gourmet restaurant that, you know, individuals can make reservations
now
3 months in advance.
That's interesting,
Frank.
You'll have
to spend $70-$80 a plate to have organic food that's all grown on the farm.
You know, that's very interesting that you bring that up, because a lot of the people that are talking about how scary genetically modified food is supposed to be are kind of the conspiracy fringers, the fringe conspiracy theorists.
Well, the really rich and powerful aren't eating genetically modified food. They're eating
organic. Trying to make a point here. I'll let you go on in a moment. But the conspiracy fringers tend to also believe that the world's elite are trying to kill 80% of the world's population. But if what you say is true, and David Rockefeller, one of the most the wealthiest families in the world, is actually in favor of organic food, doesn't that run counter to what the fringers believe? I mean, if they're trying to exterminate 80% of the world's population, and genetically modified food is indeed an important factor, but at the same time, they're huge proponents of organic food. Doesn't that kind of cross paths?
It just shows that those in power and money and the people, the movers and shakers, are going to eat organic food while the masses are going to be forced to eat the cheaper genetically modified food. And the reason why everyone's concerned about the genetically modified food is the fact that there really haven't been lots of tests done objectively. One thing that happens, too, in India, a lot of people don't understand with the Terminator seed. Once you buy the seed and you grow it, there are no seeds from the crop that you can plant next year. You have to buy more seeds from Monsanto. So if you were to plant the little seeds, nothing's going to happen. So, you know, a lot of people in India may not understand that when they buy the Terminator seeds from Monsanto, that's only for the 1 year, and they have to buy the seeds again
year. Frank, according to Wikipedia, and this is, I'm glad you brought up the Terminator seeds again, because I wanted to get to that. Now, again, it's Wikipedia, which, we don't know how accurate it is, but it's the best I've got for right now.
Well, we know the CIA edits it.
Well, anybody can edit Wikipedia. So according to Wikipedia, it says here that they're not even commercially available, man. So nobody's buying Terminator seeds.
No, they're still available, but they may have a different name now because everyone's aware of, you know, the Terminator seeds. What I find interesting, even Prince Charles.
Why would you want to buy them? It would take so much more effort to go out and replant the seeds every single year. It would seem like if there was another company out there offering genetically modified foods, I can't imagine Monsanto's the only company doing it.
Well, because they have the patents on those seeds, so you can't go out and do a specific kind of corn when they own the patent to it. They literally license that, or they will sell the seeds to other manufacturers or other firms that deal in seeds.
So
what's interesting, it's a monopoly with Monsanto.
You're saying it's a monopoly?
Correct.
There are no other companies doing genetically modified crops?
No. But their specific brand of Terminator seeds, they own the patent.
Why would anybody want a Terminator seed to begin with? Why as a farmer would you want to buy a Terminator seed to begin with? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, in a way it might be, because when you make the genetic seed, you may say that, well, we don't want to have 80% of our crops eaten by boll weevils or something, so we have in that some natural, let's say, pesticide from a plant that's actually put in there so that you won't have the little critters eating the seed,
right.
So it's going to cost you less to let these things grow. And let's say you're dealing with something like tomatoes. Well, you don't want to have tomatoes that are very tasty with a thin skin, because when you harvest them, half of them are going to be destroyed in the harvest with the machine, because the tomatoes, so if you have a thicker skin, it's going to make them more economical.
It means
you'll get like 90% of your crop yield.
I understand
harvested.
Where you're coming. I understand from a business perspective.
Yeah, that's it. That's
they do it that way. And I thank you for the call tonight. Look, I understand why Monsanto is trying to do this from a business perspective, and if indeed they are the only purveyor of genetically modified seeds on the marketplace, then it kind of makes sense, but I find that hard to believe. There must be competition out there.
Yeah, but there's got to be.
Right, from a business perspective, it makes sense. The sales pitch would be, you use our seeds, and you'll get bigger yields, and it'll be more pest resistant to cold, thicker skin, whatever it is that the sales pitch is, like why you want this crop over the regular crop. That all makes sense. And then Monsanto would want to put the Terminator factor in there, so they have to buy more seeds from Monsanto the next year to keep their business going, as instead of being able to just buy one crop of seeds and then never have to buy them again. So I understand the reasoning for it, and it only works in a monopoly situation. If Monsanto's the only company selling genetically modified seeds, then they could get away with using the Terminator gene. Now, Frank is saying he believes that it's in use. According to Wikipedia, it's not. According to the story here, the actual terminology is genetic use restriction technology. We're calling it Terminator technology. And it's the name given to proposed methods for restricting the use of genetically modified plants by causing second-generation seeds to be sterile. So the technology was under development by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Delta and Pineland Company in the 1990s and is not yet commercially available. Because some stakeholders expressed concerns this technology might lead to dependence for poor smallholder farms, Monsanto, the agricultural products company and world's biggest seed supplier, but there are others, pledged not to commercialize the technology in 1999. However, in 2003, it did renege on its promise by publishing a position paper espousing the use. Then, in 2006, it acquired Delta and Pineland Company. So I'm not saying that they won't introduce this technology, but the Wikipedia is saying they have not yet done so. And in addition to that, one of the other concerns that an earlier caller had suggested about the Terminator seeds, if the pollen spreads everywhere, it'll get into the other plants and it'll terminate all of the crops. No more crops will be grown. And I said, at that time, I said, well, you could still buy regular seeds and plant those. Mm-hmm. And in addition, the Wikipedia article actually addresses this. It says here that there's a concern that the Terminator plants could cross-pollinate with non-genetically modified plants, either in the wild or on the fields of farmers who don't adopt the technology. And though they're supposed to produce sterile seeds, there's a concern this trait will not be expressed in the first generation of a small percentage of these plants, but expressed in later generations. Doesn't seem to be much of a problem in the wild, as sterile plants would naturally be selected out of a population within one generation of trait expression.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So unless the Terminator pollen takes over 100% of the plant population,
there's nothing to worry about.
Then there's nothing to worry about.
Do you think people were freaking out about mules when they first came out on the market?
It's just amazing. There's just so much misinformation and so many scare tactics, and I still want to know what the proposal is from these anti-genetically modified foods people. Are you proposing to go in and force people to use the older, out-of-date seeds? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in here at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
That number is brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help us out, then fill out our survey. If you're over the age of 25, you are underrepresented in our user survey. We know a lot of our listeners are over the age of 25. We know we've got a lot of younger listeners, too. But the fact is, younger listeners are just more likely to go and fill out online surveys. So we need you, if you're over the age of 25, to go to survey.freetalklive.com. And we don't even really need you to fill out the whole thing. If you'd like, you can just answer the questions about your gender and your age, and that's it. So really, I mean, this is going to take you 30 seconds, if not 20 seconds to take care of. Survey.freetalklive.com. It'll help out Mark, who, by the way, is on vacation, be back sometime after Christmas. Until then, we'll be hearing from all of our co-hosts, and I think at some point we're going to have Dale. I think Dale's coming in from anarchyinyourhead.com.
Excellent.
To co-host for the first time this week, so that should be fun. So, by the way, Toby, thanks for coming in tonight and also next Monday. You can get more of Toby on his radio show, Free Minds Radio. You can go to freemindsradio.com. You can listen to podcasts, podcast archives of the show. You've also got a television show, freemindstv.com. It's actually the same website. And people can grab all of that stuff. It's all completely free, which is, of course, in my opinion, the way a good website should be. And so watch the TV side, listen to the radio side, and you can tune it in online live on Sundays.
Yeah, it's like the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Same format and everything, out of the same studio, same phone number.
Hey, go with what you know, right?
Hey, it's a format that works.
Exactly. So we're talking about this genetically modified food scare. A lot of people really scared about this stuff, but they probably unwittingly have been eating it for a decade and a half and have been completely healthy.
You know, if we hadn't unearthed all the counter arguments to a lot of what's going on and we were just left hanging with what some of the claims that were made, I might be a little bit nervous about GM food too.
Sure.
But I mean, you've read the counterclaims to everything too, and a lot of it out there is simply scare tactics.
They're just scary stories. And I did do a little digging on. I found out about a little bit about Jeffrey Smith from his own bio here. This is the guy that this is like the expert. This is the go-to guy, the anti-genetically modified foods guy. It's what these people have been suggesting. You should go watch his movie Seeds of Deception, or read his books. Like, Yeah, I've got a lot of books that I need to read, and this guy's books
clearly
are not
fair and balanced. Can give you an objective view of what's going on, and you can make your own decision when you're done with it, I'm sure.
Just to give you an idea of who this guy is, from his website, seedsofdeception.com, Mr. Smith has counseled world leaders from every continent, influenced the first state laws regulating genetically modified organisms, and has united leaders to support the campaign for healthier eating in America, a revolutionary industry and consumer movement to remove genetically modified organisms from the natural food industry. So yes, that is what these people want. They want to force these businesses to stop using genetically modified technology, to stop getting higher yields, to stop having hardier crops that can be more resistant to bad conditions like cold weather and pests and things like that. He wants to use the force of government to stop all of this.
Why can't he just choose a different product and eat natural or organic food? I mean,
it's not good enough because it's going to take over all of the croplands.
But it's not. I mean, it's coming from both sides. I mean, on one hand, you have the government of where the story originated from going after the food co-op because they're unlicensed, going after the little guy. And then from the other side, you have the, I don't know, a conspiracy nuts.
Yeah.
Going after genetically modified food and the big guy, and both of them trying to use the force of government to come down on people, when really, just let consumers decide. I mean,
yeah,
the same people who want to use the force of government to stop genetically modified food say it tastes worse anyway, so why would you even eat it?
Yeah, the market will the market will decide. Is it worse or is it okay? And yeah, the fact is it's been going on since the early 1990s, and people are so concerned about testing. I got an instant message from somebody who is saying, so in your reckless, carefree, bring it on, wild man opinion, you think anything the scientists do when it comes to genetic modification without adequate testing is okay? Whatever doesn't kill us will make us stronger, or give us a third arm, tumor, or bark for skin a few generations down the road is A-okay? Look, I'm sure that these guys are testing it to some extent before releasing it on the marketplace, but what are you advocating? I mean, how many decades should they have to test this for before we can try it for ourselves and
clearly,
see if it tastes
100
good?
Years. Test it for as long as someone could live and then study all the health effects on them. When, you know what? I'd like more food now. I'd not wait 100 years for it.
The guy's supposed to be a liberty-minded person, but it sounds to me like he's mandating, advocating mandated testing.
Everybody has their hot button issue.
I test the genetically modified foods every time I eat an apple.
And you're healthy.
And I think I'm healthy.
I feel healthy too, and I haven't been going for the organic choice either. I mean, and I'm very healthy.
Let's go to your phone calls. Buck is on the line in Montana. Buck, you're on Free Talk Live. Buck, going once. Buck's gone. Let's try Keith in Texas. Keith, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey Ian, what's going on today?
Hey Keith, what's on your mind?
I just want to, I've been sitting here listening since the first of the show where it started out where tomatoes didn't taste as good as anymore and one seed's going to take over the world. And you know, pretty much since the early 80s, most seeds that's sold in grocery stores won't reproduce unless they say organic on the package. And I don't see too many people dying from that. But what really concerns me is, I can sit here in my house and have to worry about the Gestapo knocking down my door because I might be growing a marijuana plant or smoking a joint, or I walk to the store and get my teeth knocked out because they cop stop me and I don't have my ID on me. And to me, there's a lot more serious problems that people are missing here at home. That's why I'm behind this Free State project so dadgum much. We need to concentrate and get into some place where we can make the laws as we need them, and then we don't have to worry about everybody else and all these conspiracy theories.
Hey, I'm with you there. It's just that people are concerned about this stuff. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Clearly, a lot of misinformation is out there, and it's got people scared. And so if we can talk about that and help people be less scared about something that honestly to me seems like a boon to society, seems to me to be something that is fantastic, that's going to result in more food for people to eat, I think it seems like a generally good thing, aside from all the legal aspects of owning seeds. I think that's pretty absurd.
Sure.
So, I mean, people are concerned, and that's why they keep calling in.
If you keep people distracted on other things, they're not listening to what's really changing and hurting them.
There you go, Keith. I thank you for the call, and I agree with you. There are definitely more important issues, and I'm glad you called in to bring it up. And that's the point of the show. Anybody can call about anything, and the fact is when something comes up, if people think it's important to them, they call in. So clearly, you know, Keith doesn't think this is such a big issue, but a lot of other people do. Although I point out that it seems like the majority of the callers tonight have been pretty much anti-genetically modified foods. Have you kind of noticed that, Toby?
It is a hot-button issue for people, and I don't think there's a whole lot of middle ground on it, which is sad, because there should be more middle ground on it. People out there like taking the stance that you are here, saying, well, there's problems legally, but the world needs to eat, and it's a growing it's a growing world,
right?
And
if you were starving, you'd feel differently about this, I'm sure.
Right.
Do you want nothing, or do you want the genetically modified tomato?
Yes.
What's your choice?
And for a lot of people out there, that's what it's going to come down to, is nothing, right, or the genetically modified tomato. Because as more people are populating the earth, there's less and less farming room and more demand for food. I mean, people are going to be living in these farmlands, and so we need technology to create new and better ways to grow food to feed the growing population of the world.
And beyond that, the farmers want it because it helps their yield. They get more product, they get more crops that they can harvest. That means they can put more food on the table for their family. They can have more money in their bank account, and they can serve their customers better all at the same time. And they don't have to expand the farm. They can do it all on the same plot of land that they've had for decades, but now that plot of land produces more. So economically, it's a boon. Let's continue with Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, I was listening to the discussion tonight about GMOs. Hold on one second. I need to adjust my tinfoil hat before I start calling you. Guys, I mean, I'm sorry, I just think you need to research this a bit more. I mean, I'm not anti-technology, and I don't think people who are against these are anti-technology. But if I had to choose to trust someone like Jeffrey Smith versus Monsanto, I'm going to pick Jeffrey Smith. And you skewed what it says on his website. I mean, you know, it says a consumer movement to remove GMOs. It doesn't talk about getting the government and forcing people to, forcing companies
that's
to remove
not what, that, yeah. It doesn't say he wants to use government force, but it says also he's counseled world leaders, which means that he's amongst the big boys hanging
bit,
out with
like
the politicos.
To me.
What's that?
You sound a little bit like a conspiracy theorist to me. I mean,
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join. I'm sure if I dug deeper on Jeffrey Smith, we'd find out more that we don't like. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.